Kenneth Copeland today at the new Kenneth Copeland Bible College as he teaches that your words must have matching corresponding actions to bring maximum results. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we are having a good time this week. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, we're talking about the fundamentals of faith. And we began, of course, with Mark 11, 22 through 25. And we read Romans 3, 27, that faith is a spiritual law. Now, what is a law? A law is 100% predictable. Everybody knows what the law of gravity is going to do. And it works for you whether you're young, old, you know, it don't make any difference who or what you are, because it works all the time. Now, once you learn that law, then it opens the door to other things. And the same thing's true with spiritual laws, especially spiritual laws. So, to give you just a for instance here, so that it becomes more clear to you what we're talking about, we're talking about the law of faith. You put these fundamental laws together and it works 100% of the time. Now, a 747, a Boeing 747, would have flown in 1818, 1718, 1618, just the same as it would in 2018. But nobody understood the laws. And little bit by little bit, as knowledge was gained concerning those laws, then the result is obvious. But if you go back 100 years, man, couldn't anybody imagine an airplane like that flying? When they built the 747, they realized that the same laws of physics and aeronautics that they built the 707 with would not work with the 747. They had to relearn everything, particularly with the flex of the wing of the thing. That thing flaps its wings. Yeah, it does. If you get a good look at it, you take that monster and put it running down the runway, you know, 500,000 pounds. You see the wings begin to do this. They're being loaded. Well, if you don't plan for that, you get about here, you snap them off.
Oh, wow.
So the 707 wing was too rigid for that. So what are we talking about? Well, in one case, you believe in hay fever, and the other, you believe in for cancer. But the laws are the same. It's a law of faith. So the law of lift superseded and supersedes the law of gravity. But gravity is still there. And you pull the power back a little bit and here we go. We're going to go back to the ground. Very, very close friend of mine. He's in heaven now. He was one of my early on flight instructors and he had just taught a man to fly, and the guy bought him a little single engine airplane and learned how to fly in it, and Harvey trained him and all that. So the very first thing he wanted to do once he got his private license, he wanted to go on a fishing trip, you know, in his little airplane. And so, of course, Harvey was going with him, and they took off, and they're just got to altitude good, you know, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 feet or whatever it was. And the engine just quit. It just, man, it was done. And of course, it just scared this guy. Something terrible. He said, "What are we gonna do?" And Harvey said, "We are going to land." Ain't no use in you get all shook about it. You still got flying. The airplane didn't go. No, it's still flying. All that had to happen is just tuck the nose down just a little bit and just keep flying speed. It's flying. In fact, that little airplane is almost like a glider. I mean, you sit up there and fly the thing, seemed like all afternoon without any power. And just flew it around, and they found a real nice place and landed it. Wasn't anything wrong with that at all, except the engine wasn't any good anymore. So what'd they do? They went and got another engine, put it on the end of there, and flew it out from where it was. Amen. Now, it scared the novice. But Harvey was already prepared for that in his mind. Amen. Been doing it a long time. Been instructing people on how to react to that and for a long time. Amen. He understood the laws that governed it. Now, when some unexpected thing happens, let's go back where we were now, over to the book of Romans chapter 10. When some unexpected thing happens, first words, say it, first words. Oh, I cannot impress upon you enough. First words. Verse 5, Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. Oh, get this, class. Oh, lay hold on this. Look at it and think about it and confess it with your own mouth. I mean, this is something that it, as quickly as you can develop it, this has to become second nature with you. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. This book is the word of faith. The word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in the life of the faith person, let me say this. It has been referred to what you and I are involved in, and what the majority of my life in ministry has been over the last almost 52 years now. Well, it will be. I don't know exactly when you're going to get to see this, but it's just right at 52 years. And it's been right down this line. Now, there's been other things, but the Lord has always, this is what gave birth to me and to Gloria in our ministry. And the Lord said, I want you to teach my people faith. So now that this is so vital that you come to realize that you have one of two. You have a miracle in your mouth, or you have destruction in your mouth. Yes, sir. And it's not what you have time to stop and think. It's what's there. Years ago, I was teaching in, we were having a meeting in Beaumont, Texas. And we had just begun, and we stayed there for 21 days and had two services a day, except on Sundays where we had one. And right at the beginning, there was a woman came to me and she said, "Brother Copeland, something I just don't understand." She said, "We had a terrible, terrible car wreck." She said, "There was a guy that ran a signal light, ran a red light, and said he hit our car broadside so hard it split the car in half." And she said, "All of us were scattered all over the place." She said, our little five-year-old boy's brain was exposed. And she said, just practically every bone in my body was broken. And she said, "Everybody was unhurt. Everybody was hurt in some way or another, except my husband." She said, Brother Copeland, what I don't understand. I just don't know what, I don't know. He's the only one that died." She said, "How come?" I said, "I don't have any idea. But I'll tell you what. Let you and I set ourselves in agreement according to the 18th chapter of Matthew. Because Jesus said, whatsoever touching anything that you and I ask, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. And let's agree together that during the course of these meetings, the Lord will reveal what happened there." So we agreed. And we went on. I'm teaching just right down these same lines, just as basic as you can get, particularly concerning words. And we went along there for several days. She came up. And her eyes were lit up. And she said, "Brother Copeland, I know exactly what happened." I said, "Well, tell me quick." She said, "He went by and checked all of the children. And he came and said and I don't remember now whether she said he prayed over them or not. But anyway, he checked them all. And he came down there, and Brother Copeland," she said, "he got right down over me and said, I was looking right in his eyes. And he said, I am a dead man." And he died in just a few days. Now, see, he wasn't thinking. He was looking at his family. You know, I don't know whether he thought they were all going to die and leave him alive. Who knows? But somehow or another, it so charged his spirit with death. Whatever it was, it came out his mouth. Now, the important thing here, he could have said that jokingly somewhere and said it over and over and over and over and over again for year after year after year and still killed him, but nobody would have tied it to that. That happens a lot. People that I know of, and one person in particular that I heard Brother Hagin talking about. This young man kept saying, "I'll never live to be 30 or 40 years old." And he just said it all the time. Well, something happened right before his 40th birthday. And they had Brother Hagin come pray for him. And Brother Hagin heard the Lord say, now this is it. And remember, the law of faith and the law of words, whatever's in there in abundance is coming to pass, and whatever comes out of there, whatever's in there in abundance is what's coming out, and what's coming out is what's coming to pass. And the power behind it, particularly in instances like this, are however consistent it was. And if it's something like that over a long period of time, it builds up over a long period of time. And he was in a coma. And the Spirit of the Lord said to him, there are spiritual laws that have been put into motion and they cannot be changed at this time. Now see, since he's the one that put them into motion, he's the only one that can change it. He's not a little 8-year-old child. But regardless, you don't have to be born again for your words to come to pass. Now he was. Thank God he's in heaven today. The only one that could change that would be himself. He's in a coma. He can't. Now, here's something else to think about. It took a long time for that to work. It would have taken a long time to believe and confess your way out of it. Amen. Now, you can receive forgiveness of sins that quick and should. But something you've spiritually built up over years, you're going to have to make a concerted effort to break it. This is a reason to do like David and put a watch over your mouth that you don't sin against God. Amen. Are we getting somewhere with this now? All right. In fact, I'm a little bit ahead of myself, but that's where the Lord has led us. Now, the word, what word? The word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, but not unless you confess it. Now you're almost there. You believe it in your heart. Oh, yeah. Ooh. But you have to confess him as Lord. Say amen if you believe that. Amen. Well, it says so. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, so that's the same as God saying, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, the number one fundamental of faith, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Now, the second fundamental of faith is corresponding action. Let's go to the book of James. And let's look in the first chapter of James. It's very interesting to me. I cannot read the book of James without thinking about this. James is the oldest book in the New Testament. And from Acts chapter 8 to James chapter 1 is 20 years. So, and every time I see his name, I think, whoa, he was raised in the household with Jesus. He and Jude both. They were there. And of course, they thought he was crazy until after he was raised from the dead and appeared to them. But that doesn't mean they forgot it all. Right. Amen? Amen. Now, oh, glory to God. That just blessed me really good. This man had deep insight into words. That's where we're going with it. Now, first chapter. Let's look beginning with the 22nd verse. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, now remember, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We were almost there in Romans 10. That's in 10:17. For any, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself, goes his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The word of God is the perfect law of liberty. Now there we are with law again. The law of faith, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of sin and death. This is the law of liberty. This is the perfect law of liberty. Works 100% of the time when it's put to work. All right. And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. All right. Look now in the second chapter. And the 14th verse, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not corresponding action? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not corresponding action, is dead. So faith is a spiritual force generated in the born again human spirit, released through the mouth with words and backed with corresponding action. Amen. I said amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're out of time. My grandson Jeremy will be here in just a moment.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland includes four powerful messages, all on one MP3 disc. The Spirit of Faith, Following Abraham's Faith, A Winning Attitude of Faith, and Reaching into the Glory Realm. Also available as a digital download, this resource will teach you how to use your faith to affect every area of your life. Hear how faith has changed the lives of others and learn how to speak the Word of God to your circumstances. Believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Once you begin to function in the laws of faith, then they will become your way of life. God releases His faith by speaking words. Learn to follow His example and release the force of faith in your life today.
Live a lifestyle of faith. Believe, receive, talk, and act by faith. Go to kcm.org/TBSpecial or call 800-600-7395 to request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith on MP3 disc from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You can also access this teaching now by downloading it free on our website. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We've been hearing so much this week on these broadcasts about how there's power in our words, and it's our words that have the ability to change things around us. And people hear that oftentimes. They think, I don't know. That sounds kind of strange to me. I don't think your words really have the ability to do anything. But let me tell you this. If words aren't powerful, then you can't be born again. And none of us are. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess, that means say with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. It's words that save you, and it's those same words that save you that you and I live by. The same truth that we're born again by is the truth that we live by. And if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never said those words and believe this in your heart, then you need to do it right now. Just say this after me. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. Say this, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Wipe away my past. I am clean and new in you. Take my life, Lord Jesus, and do something with it. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I know it's a simple prayer, but if you prayed it, you are born again. You are saved, and not just saved from hell and eternity, but you can be saved from hell on earth with these words right here, making Jesus your Lord. And if you prayed this prayer with me today for the first time, you need to know that all of heaven rejoices with you, and everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoices with you, and we've got something free we would like to send you. It's a package. We call it our Salvation Package. It's a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. A couple of brochures. They're going to help you learn how to study your Bible, get into the Word of God. We want to send this to you. And again, it's totally free. If you'd like to have this, just visit us online at kcm.org. Let us know you want it. We'll get it right out to you and we will celebrate with you your new life in Christ Jesus. Now, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast because Brother Copeland's going to be teaching us how to put faith into action. Because faith without works is dead. And when we think like Jesus, when we talk like Jesus, when we act like Jesus, what's going to happen? You are going to get the same results that Jesus gets, and that is miraculous. Don't miss this broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for watching today. God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To help you learn who you are in Christ and begin your new life in victory, request your free salvation package at kcm.org/salvation. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Look to Jesus and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire this year.
Every seat in Kenneth Copeland Bible College has a story, a legacy. Who will you be?
Because from now on, you're going to come to that hill and you're going to throw her back down in a low gear and you're going to say, we're going up this mountain, glory to God, and we're going to the top. And you get to the top and you'll say, I wonder why I hadn't done this before. It is so wonderful. Where's the next mountain? I'm ready to climb. And in this climate, saith the Lord, you are being surrounded by the moving of the Spirit.
We have a seat for you. Apply now at kcbiblecollege.org and revive your faith. Discover your call.